Episode 1865, Rise to the Challenge.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How's your week going so far? Guess what? We made it through the day off, if you had the day off. If not, you're probably like, send the kids back to school. Okay, deep breath. It's Inspiration Motivation Day. Come on. It's time to rise to the challenge. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, when faced with a challenge, you can either wilt or you can rise to the challenge. Which will you choose? Sometimes life gets in the way of our plans. We make diligent efforts and strategic moves to coordinate exactly our next steps. But what do you do when you get in a slump? What do you do when you're down in the dumps? What do you do when you have nothing better than worry about what to do? I giggle a little because we've all been there. Whether it's in our everyday with the kiddos or at the store, or maybe it's just wanting a little more, life can throw curveballs. But don't wilt to your challenges. Don't limit your challenges. Challenge your limits. You can catch those curveballs, but you have to be willing to rise to the challenge. Hit it out of the park. Instead of looking at a way to limit the challenge, accept the opportunity to overcome it. That changes everything. You become an overcomer. And that doesn't mean that you have to be successful. There are many times that I have tried to do something successfully, but that means not failing, right? However, if I haven't reached my end goal, does that really mean that I failed? No. I just didn't reach the end goal. But guess what? There were a lot of lessons learned in the process. That's success. Had I never tried for that end goal, guess what? None of that stuff in the middle would have ever been learned. Instead of looking at a way to limit the challenge, accept the opportunity to overcome it. Be an overcomer today, one whose name is written with greatness, one who loves deeply, one who dreams bigger every day, one who challenges life. You have breath. You have life. Give it your all today, come what may. Life does not dictate which way. You decide where you go and how you say, this is the day to rise to the challenge. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., I love almost everything that comes from the man's mouth, and I'm still learning things from him, and it blows me out of the water. He was such a deep thinker, one that thought with not only his mind, but with his heart. And those two combined, indescribable. Well, he said, the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. Maybe you're standing in a time of challenge right now. Maybe you don't have all the answers. Guess what? You don't have to. You don't have to understand how your life is going to turn out. Maybe you're just hoping that you're going to wake up in the morning and you're going to be able to get up, get the kids ready and off to school, and begin the day without maybe shedding a tear, without getting mad or screaming at yourself, even if it's the silent screams. You know those silent screams that say, you don't measure up to anything. You're not enough. What did you think when you were thinking about this? Go back to what you know. You're no good. Yeah, those silent screams, they haunt you and they haunt your heart. And they like to wedge these deep, deep wounds. And it takes time to heal them. But guess what? You don't have to understand how your life is going to turn out. You don't have to understand how your heart is going to be healed. You can, however, know what you believe and stand for who you are and take the next step. For one step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. I know you may not be feeling great today. I get it. You may have doubt. You may be doubting your own strength, like, there's no way I can do this. Do you know how long I've been doing this, Christiane? You don't know the battle I've been fighting with my husband. You don't know what it's like to have a daughter who's addicted. You don't know what it's like to live with an alcoholic. You don't know what it's like to barely be able to make bills. None of us have to understand what we're going through. But one thing we do need to know, that there is a God much greater than all of it. You may fear the unknown. And guess what? That's okay. Because you're human. And God understands. And if that is where you are today, where you're not feeling great, you're feeling down in the dumps, you're doubting your own strength, you're in limbo, you feel stuck. You're trying to build a business, but you're like, I have no idea. You're trying to write a book. You're like, there's no words on this page. I can text thousands of words, but I can't write a chapter. If that's where you are, cry out one word. Jesus, Lord, God, whatever word it is for you, I promise you, He will help you rise to the challenge because nothing is impossible. Don't get discouraged. Don't fall into despair. God is near for your heart's repair. You know, just coming off of Valentine's Day, some people say Christmas is tough. Some people say Easter is tough. That's around a couple more corners. Some people have a hard time with Mother's Day and Father's Day. And then somehow we get Thanksgiving in here. But there's never much talk about Valentine's Day. Yet what is that day wrapped around? Love. And when you think about that, that is the greatest need of each and every one of us is love. And when we question our own worth, do we love ourselves? No, we don't. When we are in a situation where we don't feel wanted or needed, do we feel loved? No. Sometimes Valentine's Day is not about true love, but it's about self-worth. It's about, gosh, do I believe in who I am? And then we get caught in our own mind. Yeah, that stupid mindset that gets us, oh, it's like a dryer. Have you ever put tennis shoes in a dryer? Just one pair, and you turn it on. It doesn't matter what speed it is, right? It's just the heat. And all of a sudden you hear boom, 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 boom. It has no rhythm, no function whatsoever. It's just loud, obnoxious, banging over and over again. That's what we're doing to ourselves. We kill ourselves slowly by the lies we tell ourselves. Don't get discouraged. Don't fall into despair. God is near for your heart's repair. You can soar on wings like eagles. God, I promise, will renew your strength. You don't have to rely on your own. You don't have to go pump 30 pounds and 50 pounds of iron and do those bicep curls. You don't have to do those crazy push-ups, especially the one-arm ones. No. God will renew your strength. Rise to the challenge. But you see, one thing we're forgetting here. Most of the time, we're trying to do it all by ourselves. Most of the time, we're trying to stand on our own two feet within our own strength. If you're down and feeling out, You can't do it by yourself. You can't. You've got to let God carry you. You've got to be willing to rise to the challenge with His strength, not of just your own. You know, I've been doing multiple interviews lately, and I think yesterday I talked about them. I think I went through 6 of them in 2 weeks. That's a lot of books. That's a lot of words to read, a lot of stories to really know and understand. And every single time I read a book, it shapes me. How? I can't exactly tell you how, but it becomes part of my story because I learn from everybody's story. There's a piece of them that's now a part of me. And it's a beautiful thing. That's one of the best things I love about what I do. I get to talk to you and I get to learn about everybody's life story. Because why? Your strength is your story. That's why we have the series, My Strength is My Story. And I can tell you, I'm almost for sure at least 5 of the 6, if not all 6, of those who I interviewed with over the past 2 weeks, they all said, they cried out one word, one name, Jesus, Lord. When they came up against the biggest wall ever, maybe a wall that they built themselves, maybe a wall of life that they didn't expect. But one word, one name, a powerful name, changed everything. If you're ready to rise to the challenge, you can't do it by yourself. Let God walk beside you today and every day. He's got your back because He's carrying you. But you've got to be willing to let Him train you. Are you ready today? Instead of looking at a way to limit the challenge, accept the opportunity to overcome it. Come on, I see the smile on your face. There is hope today, hope for every day. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.